Welcome to the audiobook, How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear, your guide to crushing obstacles on your path to success by Gary Cox. Gary is a business and life strategist, author and keynote speaker recognized globally for his fast, dramatic, and lasting transformations. He is seen regularly on the hit TV show The Doctors and has been featured on numerous other programs. NBC and CBS alone have spent over $1 million producing his segments on mindset and behavior. In this book, you'll learn how your thoughts and mindset are the root of all the results you're getting in your life. If you want to change or improve the results in any area of your life, you must learn to change your thoughts. Master controlling the stressors in your life, rather than the stressors controlling you. Now, enjoy the journey as you begin to design the life you've always dreamed of and crush those obstacles standing in your way. Now let's turn it over to Gary as he personally narrates the entire book, How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear.
Hi, this is Gary Cox, and welcome to How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear, your guide to crushing obstacles on your path to success. To start off with, I'm going to begin by reading the table of contents to you. There are 10 chapters in this book. Chapter 1, How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear. Chapter 2, Awaken Your Awareness. Chapter 3, How to Live to Be 256 Years Old. Chapter 4, Your Nervous System Can't Tell the Difference Between Imagination and Reality. Chapter 5, Wax On, Wax Off, Time to Train the Nervous System. Chapter 6, Let's Find Your Sweet Spot. Chapter 7, The Breath of Life Improves with Practice. Chapter 8, An Interview with Yourself. Chapter 9, How to Daydream at Night. And finally, Chapter 10, What You Have Achieved. Chapter 1, How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear. This book isn't simply about controlling your thoughts. It's about taking your thoughts to another level where you can actually make them disappear. That's right, disappear. Think about that. Actually making your thoughts disappear. How could that even be possible? More importantly, what would be the amazing events of having the ability to do something like that? Now, it's a known fact that thoughts create emotions, and emotions create actions. Your actions, in turn, create results. Often, when we hear the word results, but are all results good? If we could make our thoughts disappear, and if we could remove or control our negative emotions at the very least, we should be able to interrupt them and stop them from taking us down negative or destructive paths. So what would something like this be worth to you? Well, to me, it would be priceless. This trail that leads from one thought to another can make a huge impact on either positive or negative thoughts throughout our lives. And our thoughts are that powerful. So then our thoughts lead to our emotions. Have you ever had an emotion you didn't like? Well, who hasn't, right? Now imagine removing your emotions by removing the thoughts that cause them. Are you beginning to see the power of this potential? Now, when working with many of my clients I've had over the many years of doing this, I've heard people say that they're their worst enemies because their minds are often bombarded with uncontrollable thoughts, you know, thoughts that either they can't harness nor control. From early as I can remember, I've been fascinated with the mind and how it can control us and how we should be able to control it. And to this day, my fascination continues. A number of years ago, I experienced some incredible challenges in my life. By far, those challenges were worse than the unbelievable tragedy that awaited me in my early part of my childhood when my wife told me my baby really wasn't mine. When my uncle was killed in a plane crash, my grandfather and stepfather died of cancer, and my father was murdered. I had unfortunately experienced this and much more by the age of 21. I'll get to more of that in just a moment. First of all, I want to switch gears a little bit and have you check out a couple things before we continue in the book. I'd like to invite you to view some of my websites. I have some amazing opportunities for you. Check them out when you have a minute. If you want to get a paper and pen in front of you and jot this down, don't do this while you're driving, right? To receive my free daily success video, simply go to my website, GaryCox.com. Put in your email there and you get my daily success videos. They're only 3 to 5 minutes long, a great way for you to start your day. I do a lot of work with phobias as well. If you know anybody or if you're very, very phobic and would like a consultation, as long as I'm still offering them, you can go to CureYourFears.com, CureYourFears.com. If you want to join me for several days for private coaching, an intimate, private, exotic island getaways, go to BeyondFirstClassWithGary.com, BeyondFirstClassWithGary.com. The last link I want to share with you is my 4-step process in changing negative thinking and behavior and how to clean out our emotional hard drive. Go to unbreakableselfesteem.com. Go to unbreakableselfesteem.com. Now, because I'm always changing and creating new programs, if any of these links are not working for you, just go to my website, go to the menu where it says contact or contact us, and go ahead and contact us, and somebody in my team will take care of you. So let's go ahead and continue with my crazy story. I was raised in a fanatical religious sect, so my beliefs in God were instilled in me from childhood. I made a very bold decision several decades later to totally leave this sect. Now, the emotional and mental consequences of leaving this group were much greater than I had imagined they could have been, and this is why. Once people leave this religion, all of their so-called friends and family disown them. They shun the deserters and will never talk to them again. So subsequently, I chose to get a divorce from an 18-year marriage because I needed to cut all ties with this sect. I had not planned for such a challenge. The best way I can describe it is that it's as if you were removed from all of your family and all of your friends that you've known all of your life and then placed in a different country without being able to talk to or even seeing them again. And I was not prepared for such an emotional roller coaster ride, nor have I ever experienced such pain before or since. And remember, I had experienced a lot of pain in my early life. So this new challenge was an obstacle I often wondered how I was going to overcome and live a successful life again. I had never experienced anything like this, and I knew it was going to take years to overcome. So I started to spiral emotionally. I had to borrow money to infuse into my business due to the fact that, you know, challenge of coping with this was so difficult. I was eventually nearly $400,000 in debt, and I had lost my whole support network that I had all my life, gone with one decision. Today, I'm beyond blessed to have made that decision and have turned my whole life around. The debt is gone, and I am emotionally and mentally in a place that I never knew was humanly possible. This includes mastering the art of making my thoughts disappear. Shortly after this all happened, it was so challenging, I found myself drinking a couple glasses of wine along with 3 to 5 Benadryl every night just to fall asleep. My thoughts and emotions were so out of control, I couldn't get a solid handle on them. Then I started reading and came to a sentence in a book, I don't even remember the name of it, that briefly discussed meditation. The book said that some meditation practitioners can make their thoughts disappear, but the book never discussed how to do it. The possibility intrigued me to no end. Wow, I have never heard of such a thing. Make your thoughts disappear. Again, for just a moment, think about this concept of making your thoughts disappear. Imagine the power. Think about what negative emotions do to us and how they affect us. Where do these negative emotions come from? Yes, from our thoughts. For starters, increased blood pressure can be related to a lack of sleep. How many sleepless nights have you ever had because you couldn't turn off your mind? And then there's a lack of sleep due to anxiety. I could go on and on with this. Here is another one for you, insomnia. In fact, up to 50% of the population it affects. One of the things that causes people to lose sleep is that they can't shut off their mind. Their thoughts don't disappear. They continue to race. No one needs to tell you what that's like. There are thoughts of excitement and there are thoughts of worry, anxiety. Have you lost sleep over any of those? Who hasn't, right? That often leads then to medication or drinking alcohol to get to sleep, and neither of which really help for any length of time. Other people wait until they get so tired and tired enough, finally they fall asleep. And if you don't get tired until it's really late at night, then you wake up the next morning without having gotten enough sleep. I soon began to realize that the reason I was drinking 2 glasses of wine every night was not because I was addicted to alcohol, but because I had so much mental and emotional stress. So I needed to figure out a way to slow down my thoughts that created all of the trouble. I thought if I could learn to master making my thoughts disappear, then I would be able to have more control, so I could literally shut down my mind and then fall asleep. I believed it was unto something. I believe I was onto something very powerful, so I set out to learn how to do it right. I did research on the internet, and I searched how to make your thoughts disappear, and nothing came up, nothing at all. Now keep in mind, being from that religious sect, the word meditation was a no-no, let alone entertaining the concept of making my thoughts disappear. However, since I was free from those chains, I was obsessed with learning how to do this. And I set out to make sure I figured it out. I knew enough about the mind and thoughts that I believed I could figure it out on my own, and I finally did it. Now, it's changed my entire life, and about 30 days after I learned of such a concept, I was beginning to master it, and from that point on, I've stopped cold turkey with my previous routine of drinking 2 glasses of wine and taking pills to help me fall asleep. Then I began to realize not just the power of this technique, but also the unbelievable benefits. What if you could choose what time you wanted to fall asleep? What if you could make your thoughts naturally disappear or shut the switch off to your brain? You'd sleep like what I call a snoring baby. I know this from my own personal experience because this is now what I do. And it works because you're not thinking about anything else. And if you learn how not to think about anything, you have nothing to worry about that will keep you up at night. You can also slow down your racing mind so much so that it totally checks out for the night and you fall asleep into blissful sleep. Good stuff, huh? Now, how often have you found yourself deep in worry, or for that matter, extremely excited about something, and because of that excitement, your mind was racing with thoughts that still prevented you from going to sleep? Though the excitement is keeping you from falling asleep, you still need the sleep. So now you must be able to make those thoughts disappear and control the time you decide to fall asleep. Though I'm not a doctor, common sense through my own life experiences tells me that the reason people are so stressed out is that they're all losing control. They can't get a good night's sleep because they're unable to control how they think and when to stop thinking. Now, here's a clearer picture. You've started your day early, and as life begins to unfold, it's not all perfect. There are days that our levels of stress take us beyond our boiling point. The kids have to be ready for school, or traffic jams force us to slow down. You spill coffee on your clothes, bills are piling up, and you don't even have enough income to pay them. You encounter rude and insensitive people everywhere you go. Your personal relationships become extra challenging. And after all that, about 12 hours of all this stuff, your mind is consumed with worry and stress and racing thoughts and how to deal with all of it. You look for some kind of relief knowing you're going to fall asleep late, and when you finally do it best, you toss and turn for the rest of the night. To get the relief you need, some people take a pill, get a drink, or some other way of finding artificial and temporary relief. Now, I recently came across an article from WebMD about the cost of losing sleep, and I hope this will convince you that what I'm saying can change your life forever, as it did mine. A 2007 study conducted in Great Britain found that people who got between 5 and 7 hours of sleep each night nearly doubled their risk of death from all causes related to stress. The rate of deaths from cardiovascular disease doubled when people got only 5 hours of sleep each night. And sleep-deprived people are more apt to demonstrate poor judgment and have the largest problems evaluating themselves and their abilities appropriately when they are sleep deprived. In fact, people who get 6 hours of sleep actually believe they've adapted to less sleep. However, test scores show they are less effective and less efficient during days following nights of just 6 hours of sleep. Now, one form of torture that has been used down through the centuries is sleep deprivation. The longer a person is forced to go without sleep, the less they can determine the difference between reality and fiction. And sleep deprivation is an extreme technique in interrogation of getting a subject to tell their secrets because they stop caring about the consequences. They fear they're going to go crazy and they will trade almost anything for just a few hours of sleep. Traffic accidents involving sleep-deprived drivers are higher when they only get 5 or 6 hours of sleep, when they're more likely to simply rest their eyes and end up falling asleep at the wheel, whether they are just at a red light or caught in traffic jam or something like that, or even while driving down the highway. Now, the current fad of using energy drinks to remain awake longer and sleep less at night is showing an increase in the number of accidents in the workplace, in the home, or behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. Although users of energy drinks are able to remain awake longer in a day, they are less able to focus their attention on one task at a time, such as driving, and are more prone to have or cause accidents. This probably would not be so bad if the users were the only ones getting hurt, but all too often accidents obviously injure or even kill innocent people who themselves are getting enough sleep, but who are unable to get out of the way of a frantic person who's focusing on 3 or 4 things simultaneously, only one of which is driving. Loss of sleep seems to be associated with greater hunger and larger appetite, and is even related to obesity. Check this out. A study conducted in 2004 found that people who sleep less than 6 hours each night were almost 30% more likely to gain weight as compared with those who slept 7 to 9 hours every night. That makes perfect sense. If people are only sleeping for 5 hours, then they are awake for 19 hours each day, and that gives them even more time to munch, to snack, and eat their way to obesity. Possibly the biggest example of financial losses due to a lack of sleep is demonstrated by individuals elected to office and given the responsibility of spending the people's tax money judiciously. When they are sleep deprived, they are less likely to make good decisions and more likely to make bad decisions, or in the worst case, fall asleep during a vote, which ends up spending tax money on frivolous or totally unnecessary bills, and they never know what hit them until it's too late. These are just some of the things that insomnia costs you. Now think of the benefits of being able to make your thoughts disappear so that you control this, at least the part of it that directly affects you. In this book, I will focus a lot on the benefits of a good night's rest. By understanding more about how we think, we can control our thoughts to the point of making them disappear. If you're not mentally weighed down by the thoughts of your mind, they won't keep you awake, and you will be able to get a good night's sleep. I'll also share with you how to use these techniques anytime during the day. I will show you ways to be more consciously aware of your own thoughts and emotions so you can learn to control them instead of them controlling you. I'll focus on the benefits of controlling your thoughts to help you fall asleep, as you can see the importance of learning to do it yourself. You will also be amazed by the results, just like I was. Keep in mind, though, all of my adult life, I have never been able to sleep well. Never. I already know the side effects of a lack of sleep, and most probably you do too. By mastering how to make your thoughts disappear, I've experienced benefits beyond my wildest dreams. No pun intended. Anyway, not only will you receive the benefits of more sleep and being able to control when you sleep and for how long you want to sleep, you will also learn to understand how these processes can help you control your emotions. After all, emotions is the basis of all the good and all the bad in the world. There are so many benefits to learning to control our emotions that every one of us have experienced at least some of them in our lives. And if we could all control our emotions better, we would find our lives living in a completely different world. There would be no such thing as road rage. There would be no child or spousal abuse. There would be less of a need for homeless or battered spouse shelters. There would be no crimes of passion. The numbers of suicides would almost disappear. The number of psychological diseases would diminish due to less emotional stress. The prison populace would be greatly diminished in numbers. teachers would have fewer discipline problems in the classroom. There'd be no such saying as going postal. That was a big thing years ago. There would be less anger among teenagers and fewer gangs, gang wars, examples of graffiti and vandalism. The word revenge would become something of the past. There would be fewer alcoholics, fewer drug addicts. Society would be able to control its resources on creating better things in life rather than spending them on focusing on feeding the homeless and the hungry and the destitute and prisoners. There would not be any need for those terrible commercials that we all see with those poor little abused puppies and kittens. Overall, there would be a greater understanding and fewer examples of the bad things in life. As a person who is extremely fast-paced and consistently on the go at 100 miles an hour, and that's a metaphor, not the speed of my driving, though sometimes it might be. No, I'm not, just kidding. Well, never mind. I know the dangers of not being able to sleep peacefully. It's pretty cool getting to bed and slamming on the brakes from that fast pace and going from drive to park in a matter of minutes, then to wake up mentally clear with no after effects from pills or alcohol to get out of bed and turn on life's afterburner all over again after a restful night of natural and uninterrupted sleep every night. I will forewarn you, if you are looking for a quick fix, this is not it. What I will share with you in this book will seem very simple at times, but it is not easy. If you are into being the best you can be, improving your relationships and your lifestyle, then this will be for you. This is a lifestyle. It takes lots of patience and effort and gives fantastic results. Look at it this way. Up until now, have you ever heard of the concept of making your thoughts disappear? Probably not. So consider this as well. For your entire life, each and every night, over and over and over, you probably have never stopped and said, okay, I'm going to make my thoughts disappear. So this is not part of your normal thought process or your everyday behavior. After beginning, you might choose to give up, but don't. This is powerful stuff. It takes commitment and practice and lots of it. I think of the statement in the original movie Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. The young boy learned the waxing technique, which was indirectly teaching his muscles the karate blocking and striking techniques. When the karate sparring actually began, he found it easy to learn. There will be certain disciplines that you must learn to master before you can come close to learning to make your thoughts disappear. And as we continue in this book, I will introduce you to certain key wax on, wax off principles that I found that once I understood and mastered them, made this process of making my thoughts disappear much easier. This is not a quick fix process until you learn to master it, and you won't be able to do it right away. In fact, most people will give up before they master the process. Now keep in mind the direct benefits of making your thoughts disappear, what they will do for you, and let those benefits be your motivating factor. Learn this, master this, and make a better life for yourself. And though I'll be focusing on how to use these techniques to put the brakes onto your thinking and to assist you in getting better sleep, we'll be discussing how to use them throughout the day as well. For me, I'm at the point where it's natural for me to go to bed, make a conscious decision when I want to fall asleep, and to do so immediately. That's control. I love being in control of my life and my thoughts. This will take you to a whole new level in your life. So be patient and make a commitment to master this, and it will change your life. I truly believe that most people, though they say they're aware of the power of their minds and their thoughts, they really do not understand the true power of what they possess as human beings. And I invite you to be curious, be open-minded, and approach this with the understanding that the benefits of mastering these processes beyond the part of just making your thoughts disappear will help you fall asleep all night, every night. The possibilities and the benefits are truly endless.
This concludes this chapter of How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear by Gary Cox.